A new Arizona legislative bill introduced by State House Representative Matt Gress would allow pregnant women to legally drive in the HOV lane on freeways with no other humans inside the car, at least no other humans on the outside of their body, that is. Representative Gress tells ABC 15 all he's doing is
helping expecting mothers get to where they need to get to in a fast, safe way.
Now, I feel a little guilty using the HOV lane when the only other people in the car are my kids. Wait, actually, guilty's the wrong word. I'm slightly concerned that people will think I'm an HOV cheater because they can't see the kids in the back. But I'm not doing anything wrong, so I'm not worried about getting a ticket for being a Lone Ranger in the HOV lane once the trooper sees the little rangers in the back. But I am wondering what a DPS trooper will have to do to determine if a woman, or in these PC times, I should say, if a person behind the wheel is in fact with child. Will Prager HOV lane users have to carry a positive pregnancy test proving they have an in utero hitchhiker? Or will stirrups become standard equipment in DPS cruisers? I don't know, but I was told as a youngster that you never ask a lady if she's pregnant in case she's not. Critics of this bill aren't upset about police determining if someone's pregnant. They're upset that Representative Gress is using this to make a point about abortion, which she doesn't totally deny.
Certainly, I'm suggesting that there are two lives in the car.
But
there are a number of different precedents we have on the books related to treating an expecting mother and her child as two people.
He makes a point, which could lead some people to ask, in order to appease abortion advocates, should we do away with the state law that says murder charges can be brought against someone who kills an unborn child while committing a crime? I'm sure some people are uncomfortable with people who have bumper stickers that say baby on board, at least until that baby is off-board mom and in their own car seat. Oh, I can only imagine how they'd feel about a pregnant person wearing a shirt that said that.